All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, June 12th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a four-game early MLB slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. Eight-game MLB main slate later this evening. Game three of the NBA Finals later this evening. And then we have the golf U.S. Open teeing off early tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun couple days here of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But all right, a couple questions here. We still have one in the Discord, one in the YouTube chat. We'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. If you have any questions, now is a good time to get them in. I'm going to hit this first one here really quickly because the last game on this four-game slate is about to get started pretty soon here. So we have a small window to do a late swap. Question says, I had a late swap on the early slate today. I think I did something wrong because I hit the late swap tab and couldn't figure it out. Can you show live and explain, please? Basically, that is essentially the end of the question here. So if you have the late swap, first thing you need, what you need to do is you need to click this double arrow icon, right? The ones pointing horizontally. Now, if it's grayed out, well, let me rephrase. It will be grayed out unless you have an entries file in SaberSim. So I have no entries file here. So I do have one here. So I'm going to download that, drag it in. Now, when I drag in this entry file, the late swap icon becomes available. Now, when you click the late swap icon, there's this swap method option here, right? And first off, you need to be in a build for this option to be available. Now, if you click the drop down, there's two options: use defaults and clone current build settings. Now, if you use the defaults, you're going to get a brand new build, no adjustments, no anything. If you use clone, this is going to carry over any filters, any rules, any minimax exposures, any projection adjustments, any ownership adjustments, any player pool changes. If you've shortened your player pool down, you know, to only have so many pitchers or batters or things like that, all of that will be captured when you use the clone option. Okay, so here I don't have any changes in this one, so I'm going to click late swap. I'm going to make sure, and also we will only late swap the lineups in the contest that you have checked. So if you have multiple contests, but you uncheck some of them, then those won't be late swapped. Okay. So check mark and the late swap, clicking use defaults, going to hit late swap. It's going to open up this swap build. Now, one way you'll know you're in a swap build is one, the name of the build. And then number two is the swaps per lineup here, right? So what you're going to see is like swaps per lineup. And I think that I might have messed up and left that unchecked somehow. So let's try this again. Open up swap build. Interesting that it is saying zero. So I think there's like some error here, which I'm going to report a problem. And just let the team know. So anytime you encounter anything strange, it's always good to send in a report to let our team know. So I'm going to say late swap showing zero lineups, even though I have a CSV with a lineup in it. And then this will give our team a chance to troubleshoot this. But basically, this is what you do, right? You come into the swap build and then you make two adjustments to projections that will unlock the build lineups button. And then once you do that, you can run your swap from there. So aside from that, this is what you should expect to be happening when you run your late swap. All right. Another late swap type question here. Good piggyback/follow-up. Andrew, would you say it's personal preference to late swap versus quick swap in MLB, or do you suggest late swapping if time permits? So what I would recommend is to quick swap first. So just get those out players out of your lineup and get players that are projected into your lineup. Upload that to the DFS site and then come back and late swap. I think late swap is always the best option. I think that, you know, quick swap can be better for like time restrictions, or maybe you don't want to go through like the entire late swap process because you have 150 lineups and there was only two lineups with an out player from like the last game of the slate and you don't think it's like that impactful. You'd rather just quick swap those two lineups and get that player out and, you know, go back to whatever you were doing in your day-to-day life. So I think late swap is always, you know, the optimal option here, but I think quick swap, you know, has its use cases as well here. So I think that is probably what I would say in regards to like late swapping versus quick swapping. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. Question from Aaron. Are you still using that home run rule for MLB? I'm not. I'm actually been experimenting with something a little bit different. I don't have it here, but basically what it looks like is a rule like this. And you know, I share these things cautiously just because I don't even know if this is, you know, good or bad. It's just something that kind of makes sense to me subjectively here. So what I've been messing around with is if at least one player per team who's a batter whose batting order is greater than six, so like if like a 7, 8, 9 hitter, then I want to use at least two players on the same team to create a stack. And my thinking here is like, it's not to say that, you know, an 8 hitter or something like can't hit a home run, but if you're going to have players lower in the order, like I just think about like opportunities, right? Like how many opportunities are these players going to get? How many at bats are they going to get? And, you know, the lower you are in the order, the lower your plate appearances are, right? Like you're just going to see that here in the app. Like if I come in and I sort by plate appearance and I look at batters, and, you know, all these top guys, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? It is not till very, very low down on this plate appearance list that we start to see 7, 8, 9 hitters. I think our first 7 hitter is Alex Verdugo on the main slate tonight with 4.32 plate appearances. And there are a number of players above him, and the highest plate appearances is 4.97, right? So for me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to be playing 7, 8, 9 hitters, you know, I want them to have more opportunities. And how do they get more opportunities? Well, they're going to get more opportunities from the 1 through 6 hitters getting on base more. So I want to get a stack. If I'm going to use 7, 8, 9 hitters, I want to use them, you know, in 3 stacks and 4 stacks and 5 stacks and things like that. So something that I've been thinking about a little bit, something that I've been experimenting with, you know, I'm not suggesting anybody use it. I'm not suggesting you don't use it. You could, you know, check it out for yourself. See if you like lineups. I personally like the way my lineups look when I use that rule. So it's something that I've been messing around with. All right. Question from CJ. If you upload your own projections and ownership numbers, do you still use SaberSim ownership field lineups for the contest sim, or should you change to the one listed under your build name? Okay, good question. So what I would do here, and we actually have a tutorial on how to do this. So uploading your projections, just to be clear, that is going to be taken into account in the contest sim. However, your uploaded ownership will not be taken into account automatically. So in order to take into account your custom ownership, you need to build a custom set of field lineups. So on our YouTube channel, I'll drop this link to this video in this Understanding Contest Sims playlist using custom ownership with Contest Sims. It's a 5-minute video. It will walk you through how to build a custom field and how to make sure that your custom ownership and custom field lineups are what is used in the contest sim. So let me make sure that this video makes its way into the YouTube chat here. All right. just drop that here. But basically what happens is the field lineups are static. And even though you change the ownership, you are not changing the field lineups. So what you need to do is go and build your own set of field lineups, set those as the field lineup source in the contest sim settings here. So there's field lineups. You will basically make a to that build once it is done. So that's how it works. But just drop that video here. The video does a really good job explaining it and walking you through it in real time here. So quick 5-minute watch. And CJ said, thanks. Yeah, man, you are welcome. Got a thanks in the Discord as well. Yep, happy to answer your guys' questions. Aside from that, looks like we're all caught up with questions here. So appreciate you. For our next show. So appreciate you guys tuning in and good luck to you all. I will talk to you then. So take care. Thanks. Bye.